Peter, I'm going to get right into it. Tell me about your thrombosed vein.
First off,
yeah,
I'm not used to doing this every day. I need a break.
You don't?
Already.
Nobody
it's
needs a break.
Day two, and I already need a break.
We're on a streak. This is a streak that's not going to cause you either. It's not going to cause you ankle pain. It's not going to cause you inflammation or thrombosis. Do tell.
Happy to tell you everything. I'm a little worried your headphone cord is going to kill you. The way you have things situated right now, very precarious. I feel.
Stop turning this back on me. I want to hear your.
I just want the people to know that you have many cables.
So many cables.
You haven't gone wireless.
No, I've cut the cord, baby.
No, you haven't.
No, I have.
You haven't.
I have that little plastic disc that pretends to be an antenna, and I get like four channels.
How's
it's
that
great.
Working?
I have Amazon and Netflix. Who cares?
I got a weird pain in my leg.
Mm-hmm.
Toward the end of July.
Post meniscus surgery.
Yeah, it was about four weeks after or so, okay. And I noticed it felt like I had whacked my leg against the bottom of the bed or dropped something on mm-hmm. my inner calf, like a bruise. It felt like a bruise.
Okay, you got a bruise on your leg.
There was no bruise, though. There was no discoloration. There was mm-hmm. nothing. However, when you touched it, it was painful.
Okay, but bruises can be painful.
Yes, but they usually visually appear.
Yeah, true.
And when I touched it, if I touch the skin around it, you could tell that there was a texture difference to the skin.
Ooh.
Meaning it was much harder and weird.
So you were like, that's weird.
This is weird.
Because like I currently have a bruise roughly in the same exact place, right here along the inside part of my shin.
Is it a bruise?
I believe so. The skin is not weird. It's not
and
hot.
Is it discolored?
It turned a little bit yellowish green.
Yeah, that's called a bruise.
And also,
yeah, it's a contusion.
I fell off the trail on Mount Washington
so
while we were hiking.
You actually remember hurting
yeah,
it.
There was an
and you have a contusion, a bruise,
yes.
and a hematoma.
Yeah, exactly.
Bully for you, my friend.
No scary. No, hold on.
It's fine with me. You have to edit the show.
I have no unusual nevus, just a hematoma.
Okay. So,
do you know what a nevus is?
I don't.
It's just a mole.
I went to a skin doctor in between all of this, by the way.
Did you have a nevus?
Well, it's funny you say that because I went to the skin doctor before I saw anybody about the thing, and I actually asked him about it, and he touched it.
Wait. You asked your dermatologist about your bruise. It's skinnish.
I went to a general skin doctor to get like the overall, hey, I'm a moly, freckly guy.
Right.
I'm almost 50. Do I have melanoma? And he was like, no, you're fine. Why are you here? And I'm like, well, wasn't I supposed to come in here and have a baseline? He says, you do whatever you want. It's your copay. And I was like, okay. And then he checked me all out. And then right at the end, I said, hey, does my leg feel weird to you?
Yeah.
And he touched it. And he's like, yeah, it might be a bruise. And I was like, okay, thanks, bud. But it didn't look weird. He was like, it is a little warmer there.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you do have a history of blood clots, DVTs.
Well, you had.
He said, you probably want to get that checked out.
Okay.
And I said, sure. And then I also said, hey, when should I be back to have my skin looked at again? And he said, why? What are you worried about? I said, well, I'm worried about cancer. And he said, uh-huh. And I said, okay. And he said, I don't know, 10 years? And I said, isn't that too long? And he says, I don't know, wear a hat.
What?
I'm not too sure I saw the best skin doctor in the world.
Was
I feel like he was
Dr. Spichemin?
I feel like it was a Wednesday
from 30
and
Rock?
He was maybe hangry and like he was late for some. I don't know
have
what
a
it
Snickers,
was.
Doc.
He did look at me everywhere. I will say that.
Okay.
And unfortunately, social media guru Anna Brooks has the job of checking my back now every week.
Every week?
Yeah.
Every this guy week. Doesn't want to see you for 5 years.
Yeah. He said the back can be the one spot where you don't see it happen.
Okay.
But just in general, for your information, if they're perfectly round, if they kind of are uniform color, and as long as they're not weirdly gray,
right,
you're fine.
I'm going to tell you this.
Okay.
You can tell me whatever you want.
Yeah.
My dermatologist, who I see every year and have been seeing a dermatologist every year
since I
was 20.
I think that's what I should do.
Right.
Yeah.
Loves to tell me this. This is her new thing in the last 5 years. This is her favorite line, and it causes no end of joy for her and no end of embarrassment for me.
She says,
oh, that's just an age spot.
That's the best.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Thanks.
Mm.
Do you have a shovel so I can crawl out of this office, dig my way out of this office and just bury myself underground?
So he says, yeah, you might want to get that looked at.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day I happen to see Jillian Block, physical therapist to the stars. And
that's
by stars, I mean you and me.
And many others.
And many others. And she's like, yeah, that's weird.
Again.
It's, you know, it looked completely different than the last time. Last time, my leg swelled up. It got very firm.
It was red. It was hot.
It was red hot. It was crazy. This was totally different. But she said, look, it's even slightly. Go ahead. Go get it checked out. Call your doctor.
Why can't the symptoms be the same?
Right. Because it wasn't. And I was like, huh. So
you're a medical mystery, my friend.
Here's how I knew it was serious. I wrote an email to my doctor through the health portal.
Right. And you're like, this is going through the tubes to nowhere.
And then I went to the gym. I went to a gym with a friend to go lift some weights.
Get huge.
To get swole.
Yeah. As they do.
As they do. And in the time that I was in the gym, she emailed me and had called me.
Oh.
And left her personal phone number.
And she's like, The only thing you shouldn't do is go to the gym.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't lift weights. No, she didn't say that. No. She just said, the next morning, go. You got to get an ultrasound.
Oh, my God.
And then come see me right away. And I did all those things. And they could see where the old ones had been. And that all seems fine. And, yeah, I have the new thing, which is called not a DVT, not a deep vein thrombosis.
Mm-hmm.
I have an SVT, which is a superficial vein thrombosis. Superficial being they're a little bit closer to the skin, to the top.
Not Kardashian-like. In terms of being superficial.
No.
Okay.
Not just facile in the sense of...
Well, famous for being famous or something like that. I don't know.
Or having no real meaning.
Right.
No depth.
Meaning superficial as in on the surface because that's where it exists.
And superficial in the sense that these were veins that are sort of off to the side. They branch way off. Not like a main deal where it's like scary. However, treated the exact same.
We could call them liminal veins as opposed to subliminal veins.
I'm not in charge of that.
Let's think about that.
How do you treat it? You get back on blood thinners.
Okay.
Thank you, Eliquis.
Yeah, thank
and,
you.
It was probably from the surgery, meaning I was under general anesthesia. Veins can get weird under general anesthesia. It was the same leg.
Okay. Now, I did not know that.
Same leg.
Yeah. You probably wanted to get that checked out right away.
Yeah, of course. So. Okay.
So what is this? You're a man of middle age, and now all of a sudden you have this proclivity for thrombosed veins. What is going on with you?
Well, that's a really good point. Proclivity. Do I truly have that?
Do you?
Or did I have two situations, first the boot, then the surgery for the knee, that were perfect storm and created these things? Don't know.
Oh, like the two times I was abducted into an alien spacecraft, those may not have been connected to each other. Might have just been bad luck on my part.
And you may not be prone to alien abduction.
That's right.
So what do?
So it's them, not me.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be.
Okay.
But what if there was a test you could do on your blood to verify that? So
I would do that.
In a few weeks, I'm having a hematology appointment, getting the blood looked at. Because if I'm genetically predisposed to overclotting, then I have to mitigate that with medication for the rest of my life.
Not just eat more bananas?
Probably not that.
Okay.
Is that how you're approaching a lot of your ailments right now?
Pretty much.
Just up the banana intake?
Yep. Enough water and bananas. That's how I'm going.
You aren't cramping. I've never seen you cramp.
That's true. I haven't had a cramp in many years. Maybe there's something to it. Listen, in the title of the program, this one that we're on right now, it's called How Was Your Run Today?
Yeah.
This is important medical knowledge and history about you and your veins.
My running veins.
Has it stopped you from running? Were you given a red light signal like, arrête, no more running?
Quite the opposite, my friend.
Really?
Activity is good. Movement is good.
So we should not be scared off by, we can be nervous about it or concerned, but not scared off from activity. You're not going to go lie in your bed and be like, I hope this blood clot doesn't break away. Really?
Laying still, bad.
Do tell.
Sitting too long, bad. Standing up too long, bad. Keep moving. Use it. Use it or lose it, baby. Keep those veins open.
Use it or lose it.
And be on blood thinners, by the way.
Like, well, if
prescribed. And they are. So doing that. But I'll update you, man. As soon as we do the blood doctor,
do you have a follow-up?
I want to give you closure.
Do we have a follow-up test thing that they're going to do with you? Like they're going to look, they're going to image you in some way to make sure that thing is gone.
Doesn't matter because the pain's already gone. The blood thinners are working. Whatever it is, it's already clearing out.
Hallelujah, you're fixed.
I'm not fixed. The blood doctor's going to rule out a blood disorder. That's what we want. And most likely that's true. I do not have a blood issue. But we want to rule that out.
Okay, so we think that this is just two incidents, probably unrelated, weird. In 5 years, you'll barely remember it even happened, like my alien abductions. Have I told you about those?
I don't think we should liken them to alien abductions anymore. But yes, it's exactly like that.
Thank you.
Brian, how was your run today?
Sonny boy, we're out of time.
No, didn't
how
you
How about
run
I tell you about
Did
next
you not
week?
Go running today? Did you get home safely yesterday on your bike ride?
I did. Here's the weirdest part. My two bike rides were like within a minute of each other. They were both like an hour, 17 minutes.
Sure.
Even though on the way in, I got lost trying to find the bike trail. On the way out, I had to stop at 4 million lights because the commuter traffic was horrendous.
So it was worse traffic?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Worse traffic. But the part that I was the most nervous about for this whole ride, the 8 or so miles on sort of country road deal was actually the easiest. Even though there's not any shoulder at all, cars were fine. And what I didn't have to deal with, parked cars on the side of the road and
the worst,
possibly getting doored.
That's the worst.
Right. And that's what I feared. When I used to drive up and down or ride up and down Mass Ave in Cambridge, that was always my biggest fear. And this was, you know, there were no bike lanes or anything like that. And everybody in a car hated everybody on a bike. So you were really more than ever taking your life in your hands. But
and how was it on effort level compared to the morning?
It's a little more civilized now. How was it? I was harder coming back.
Because you said it was mostly uphill.
It was much hotter. And yeah, there was some elevation gain there, like 2 or 3, 4 big hills that I didn't have to contend with on the way in as much.
But did it get in the way of your run this morning?
I didn't run this morning. I will be going, believe it or not, it's going to rain, and I can't play Ultimate Frisbee because of another reason. So I'm going to go and do what we were talking about yesterday. Going to hit up some Yassos on the treadmill this afternoon.
Just to get that...
I think I'm going 4 Yassos, ease my way into it.
That's nice.
I'm going to be pouring with sweat, I can tell you that.
That's why
they are hard.
Towels are unlimited at the gym.
That's true. There's a big sign that says, don't take them home.
All right, well, I might see you there because it's a weight training day today, so I might be in there doing some free weights.
Oh, I'm going to be so intimidated. I'm going to find the furthest treadmill from where you are pumping iron so that I can't see anything that's happening.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That was a Tuesday show.
You just listened to it.
No credits.
Good day.
I was trying to do a bit about useless vocal exercises. You know how they do like unique New York. You need unique New York. That's a vocal thing, right?
Aluminum in linoleum.
Correct. Or red leather, yellow leather, right?
Red leather, yellow leather.
But what if you did vocal exercises that were just terrible, like squirrel tail in the tailpipe of your car?
Stone soup, stone soup, stone soup. That doesn't help anything.
Pay the mortgage, gauge the mortgage, gauge. Something like that.
You know, saying that, though.
Gauge in the mort.
Having any peas in there, you definitely do need to work on that.
Perhaps.
You tend to pop your plosives.
I do?
You do.
I am plosiveness. I have a high plosiveness rate. That's actually what the hematology appointment's
whereas
about.
Whereas I do not pop them.
My plosiveness rate is very high. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to soften.
Explosiveness.
I'm going to soften my peas.
Yeah.
I'm Peter Villa.
That's not the same. You have to use the same volume. For popcorn and bubblegum.
Bubblegum and popcorn.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do it.
Let's see. I actually learned this technique. Popcorn. You hold your lips together and you form a B instead of a P. Except you say the P.
Bopcorn.
No, popcorn.
Bopcorn.
Popcorn.
Bopcorn.
As opposed to popcorn.
You know, when we play this back, I like your voice more, but I like to hear mine more.
Well, you're more interesting.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing and a curse.
It's a
blessing. Smushy, smushy, smush, smush.